The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station.
Hey guys, guess what? We got football tomorrow night and all weekend. And if you want to bet that, you want to bet baseball, whatever you want to bet, MyBookie has you covered. Whether it's college football, whether it's the NFL, you want to bet in game, they got that. You want to bet on fantasy numbers, you can do that. You want to bet on the horses, they got you covered, man. That's what MyBookie does. And listen, I've been using them now for years. I love MyBookie. Safe, reliable. They've been in business forever, and when you win, they pay. That's the big thing. I've been on a lot of sites where it was a pain in the ass to get your money, and they're more than happy to take it, but they don't want to pay you. That's not the case of MyBookie. You win, it's an easy cash out. I've done it several times with no problems. In-game live betting, all those things. All you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone and Google MyBookie to get your account started, or you can go to MyBookie.ag, and they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. You just have to use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today or go to MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Lynn Redden, who is the superintendent of Onalaska School District, was on Facebook. He commented on Cron.com's story. Says, when you need precision decision-making, you can't count on a black quarterback. What are you saying?
He's thinking the way that NFL GMs used to think, like, in the 70s. My goodness. Like, we've seen enough successful black quarterbacks that we can go, I think they can figure this out.
Did you see who is now the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy?
I guess it's Tua.
Tua is the 3-2 favorite. Will Greer, second choice, 13-2.
No, second choice is 13-2.
Dwayne Haskins, third choice, 7-1. Kyler Murray, 10-1 is your fourth choice, along with Jonathan Taylor.
Well, at this point, if you're betting anyone else, you're betting on an injury.
Ed Oliver now 66-1.
Yeah.
Jared Stidham fell to 66-1.
You can forget about him.
Jake Browning, 80-1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, now, we don't have Kerry Brook in here, so we won't have 150 people watching, but you can watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream. If you missed any of what you just heard or any of the great stuff we had in the first 2 hours, and we had great stuff. We got all of it's available at podcastarena.com. Go back, check it out, please. Probably the best first 2 hours all week. It's only Wednesday, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been
three shows.
It's been a strong week so far, so yeah. It's pretty bold. Ruben says you have to watch the league on FX. It's about fantasy football.
That show ended like 3 or 4 years
ago. Yeah, I tried it, and it's like, nah, this isn't for me. So
I'm just not into comedy.
I'm into.
I don't know why.
It has to be the right comedy. Like 713 says, Archer better than Rick and Morty. Ha ha. Actually, no, Archer. I watched Archer for the first 5 years was terrific. It's been downhill ever since. It's last year was the worst, and I'm probably out on that show. It just went on too long, and that may happen to Rick and Morty too. But Rick and Morty's just friggin' brilliant. Just watch that one for me. That's it. Mont says two planes have crashed in different locations, but close in Fort Bend County. Really? Somebody asked about that Sacha Baron Cohen show. I haven't watched that, but I'm kind of interested to watch it.
Me too.
Because I've read so much about it. But I did Showtime, and I think it's a Showtime show.
Yeah.
So I'll have to wait for it on Amazon or Netflix or something. But it made a lot of headlines, so I kind of got interested. But, yeah. I got to go look up this plane crash now, see what the heck's going on here.
Better not be.
It says plane crash Sugarland's one of the first things that pops up.
But now there's two?
DEA plane with three people inside crashes into two cars.
Oh, boy.
Interesting. The DEA.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not a very, I'm looking at that plane, that's not that expensive of a plane for the DEA.
Maybe they're undercover.
I don't know. Wow, it looks bad. It says various injuries. Crashed on Voss.
Oh, boy.
That's a fairly busy street, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 said, Fred, you sold me on Rick and Morty with Pickle Rick. Good call. Yeah, somebody said your oldest son probably knows about it.
The kids on my on the baseball team refer to each other as pickle so whatever.
Yeah,
I mean they're idiots.
Yeah, of course. And 832 said, "Well, don't watch it around the kids though. It is not a kid show by any stretch of the imagination." But 832 says, "Any interest in Silicon Valley? I find it hilarious. It's another one I tried, didn't work for me. I know Raheel loves that show, so." All right, 713-780-ESPN. Oh, it's a different Voss in Sugarland near the airport.
Okay.
That's fine then. I don't know the area that well, except for the fact that it's out by Constellation Field, the airport is. So there's a lot of reasons for divorce these days. And how about this? In England, they did a study, according to Divorce Online, a UK website that offers information and services people experiencing a divorce. There were over 200 divorces in the UK in 2018 that were caused by one thing. Would you like to know what it is?
Over how many?
200 divorces.
200 divorces. Is that like a small percentage?
There were 4,665.
Okay, so we're talking
about 5%.
Okay.
200 of them were caused by?
John
will know this off the top of his head.
Canaries flying out of the woman's vagina.
No, that's not it.
Okay. I don't know.
Fortnite.
Oh, boy. Do you play Fortnite, John?
I don't like play it. I've played it a couple of times.
Have you ever won at Fortnite?
No. I don't have time to sit around and try to be good at Fortnite.
So we made a deal with my kid who... Uh-oh. Last year, during baseball season, he wanted to get Fortnite, and I was like, "You're not getting Fortnite." I don't know anything about Fortnite, but I'm just like, "That's the kind of dad I am." I'm just like, "No, you're not." Getting
Everybody's talking about it, so it must be something good. You can't have.
It's free.
Yeah, I know. And I told him,
"Don't they all start off as free, and then you buy all this stuff, and you wind up looking at your bank account spending $4,000?"
But Fortnite, though, you can be really good without paying any money.
Okay, well. I told him when your batting average is over 400, you can get Fortnite.
Uh-oh.
And he toyed with it a couple times last year and never got over the hump. And this season, they had their first weekend was this weekend. And after one weekend, he's hitting 800. So I was like, he said, Dad, guess what? I'm hitting 800. And it's literally 4 for 5 is what he's gone so far. 4 for 5.
That's okay. You can go 0 for 5 and he's still hitting 400.
Well, yeah. But I said, okay. I said, are you sure you want it now or do you want to wait until, you know, we're a little bit established in the season? And he said, I want it now. And I said, okay, you understand that if you fall below 400, Fortnite's gone. And if you have less than a B in any of your classes, Fortnite's gone. And he also has to exercise. He's got some strength and conditioning stuff he's supposed to do. And I'm like, you have to do that before you play Fortnite. He made the deal. And sure enough, it's been like 3 days. Yesterday, he forgot to do his workout before he played Fortnite, so he doesn't have Fortnite today. But Fortnite, I can tell, is going to be a struggle in our house.
For me, for my kids, it was always Pokemon.
Oh, he loves that too. He's a master of it.
God, and then they would start in these in-depth conversations about, you know, Charizard and all these things, and you're just like, really? What the hell?
Yeah.
So I don't miss those days.
Like it was yesterday.
713-78. Of course, now I have to deal with my daughter on Twitter, which, God, I haven't even.
It's different for its own reasons.
Yeah.
Bothersome for its own reasons.
I haven't even checked that lately. I'm just
haven't either.
I'm scared.
Have you checked out her Instagram?
No, I'm not on Instagram. Should I?
Oh, I mean, you can get maybe your son to pull up her Instagram profile for you whenever he's over.
I mean, I can pull up her Instagram profile.
Oh, you're friends with her on Instagram?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because I think it's private.
Oh, it's private? Yeah. Oh, then I can't pull it up. I don't know what she's into then, Fred. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I would have loved to help you out here, but.
Twitter pin tweet. She says, me, men are trash. Also me, quoting Oscar the Grouch, I love trash. Also, fellows, if I ask you the following questions, what color nails should I get and are you a feminist? These are my test questions to see if you're worth my time and energy. Don't mess up.
Okay. Did she not put the answers?
And she just said something. You're not a feminist if you slut shame women. You're not a feminist if you belittle women who choose to be stay at home moms. You're not a feminist if you don't take other women seriously because of the clothes they wear. Ladies, educate yourself.
Okay.
Then she quotes a tweet that says, if you find a girl that makes you laugh, keep her.
Are you supposed to be a feminist? Is that a good thing to be these days?
I do not know. I'm not, you know.
Are you a feminist?
I don't think so. I'm a man.
Yeah, Jong, are you a feminist?
I mean, on certain issues, I can sympathize with them, but I don't think I'm a feminist.
Like, I'm for equal treatment between men and women.
Me too.
Does that make me a feminist?
No, you're not pro anything. You're just for equality.
Okay,
that's how I feel.
I'm an equalist.
I want everybody to have the same opportunities, but I'm not pro anyone.
I got to find this tweet, but I saw today.
Jong wants the same thing, except not for blacks.
No, he hates the Japanese.
That's right. That's what
he really. Let's clarify this. He's accepting a Vietnamese now because he has to be, but not the Japanese.
Okay.
God,
I'm so glad you overcame your racism against the Vietnamese to get married.
I know that was a big step for you.
It was.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah, Jong used to say horrible, horrible things about Vietnamese people. On the air and off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What do we have here,
Jong? He used to say Vietnam was the only war that the U.S. should have never pulled out of. He's
Oh, man.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. If you own your home, time to listen up. They're about to deliver big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system, it's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. How about that? Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Send that back. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking real savings with Bill Advisor. Average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Several are saving into the thousands. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance today from Bill Advisor.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Haven't had a chance to tell you about Sports Map today. You should just go to it every day because it's the greatest site ever. Lance Erline's got his some facts on Deshaun Watson and the offensive line. Joel has a video on Don't Let O'Brien's Offense Turn Watson Into David Carr. Got the UH report, Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters, Dell's College Football Report, Cody Stutes has his pro football focus on the Texans, SEC report from Brittany where she talks a lot of bleep, and the Texas FBS football rankings, and there's a new number one. And you'll never guess who it is. No longer TCU. So you'll have to go to the website to find out if you're that interested, which you should be.
I don't know who it could possibly be. So I don't know. Like maybe Aggie.
I would have Aggie number one right now for one more week.
I mean, North Texas is coming off a big win.
Yeah.
And I think they're the only team left undefeated, right?
They are that. They did just go in and beat Arkansas. They just had the best fake punt return ever.
How many SEC wins does A&M have?
Crickets.
How many SEC wins does North Texas have?
No, there you go. That's why North.
It's decided.
Yeah.
And also, just for consideration, UTEP is only a 3.5-point underdog this weekend. So
they're still. I'll spoiler alert. They're still 12th. So
are they ahead of or behind Conroe Community College?
Well, they're not a.
No, they're not listed.
They're not an FBS school.
That's too bad.
AJ, sorry. Would love to help you with that, but all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And man, been an interesting day. We got to talk some Astros with Kerry Brook. That was good. Because we hadn't really talked Astros much this week.
No.
It seems like I don't know if they're just getting ignored because it's football season.
That's exactly it.
Well, I think that's part of it, but
we'll talk about it more when playoffs come around.
Yeah.
Especially because, I really think part of it is they've distanced themselves and it looks pretty safe that they're going to make they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I think
they're
pretty much locked into where they're going to be.
When the Astros were the most interesting story was when they had completely blown the lead, and in fact, I think the A's took over for a day, right? The A's were first place for a day, or were they just tied?
I think they were tied, yeah. I don't think they ever gave... I may be wrong, but I don't remember they ever gave up the actual lead.
But that was... That's when it was, you know, every game was a must-watch because, you know, every game was the difference between being the wild card and winning the division. Now, yeah, maybe that kind of sucks that we talked more about them when they were losing than they were winning, but it's no longer a race. And when it's a race, that's when it's the most exciting down the stretch.
Yeah, well, you're talking a 5-game lead at this stage.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe. So 713-780-ESPN. I think it's interesting that guys like Framber have come up and pitch well. Where do we get these arms from?
I don't know.
The kid that pitched last night. Man, that guy's got a live arm. Where did all that come from? Wasn't that supposed to be what Paulino and Martez and all those guys were supposed to be?
Forrest Whitley.
Yeah.
The untouchables, you mean?
Yeah.
All the touchables are the guys who are balling out, Tyler White.
I know. Nobody wants to touch Tyler White now.
He was touchable.
He was at one time, yeah.
Now I think he's
Derek Fisher wasn't.
I think he's back to untouchable.
But, yeah, that's the thing. You need a couple of guys, and I think offensively it's been White and Tony Kemp this year. to come up and provide you something and add to the lineup. And, you know, they've had that with some pitchers too. So I think I feel pretty good about their chances again if they can get by the Indians. I think the Indians are a tough matchup for them, but they're a tough matchup for everybody too.
Yeah.
But I like them against the Red Sox in a 7-game series. 832 asks, what are the odds Kansas football wins another game? They may win this week.
They might win this week. It's going to be a good game.
I might take them against Baylor. I've got to do my picks tonight, so when I get home, I'm leaning very heavily towards betting on Kansas this week.
Man, that'd be a bold move.
Bold move, Cotton.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
But, yeah, I think they have a good chance to win this week. Baylor's not any good.
No. They're bad.
And
they just got beat by a Duke that didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, at home. And they got spanked. And, man, Kansas just did Rutgers dirty. And I know Rutgers is garbage. But so this is a scary inter 7-game series for the Astros, Red Sox or A's? I still say Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't think the A's have enough pitching over 7 games to beat the Astros.
Especially without Manaea.
Yeah. But, I mean, well, that... Would you be shocked if the Yankees or A's beat the Red Sox? If it winds up being, I mean, obviously, it's going to be one of those two.
I mean, I think the Red Sox have, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think they've owned the Yankees this year. I mean, I think it's
I might give the A's a better chance just because they're so sneaky good.
Yeah. And maybe you overlooked them a little bit.
Yeah.
But the Yankees lineup is crazy. I mean, especially now that they're getting healthy. That's a scary lineup.
Yeah, I don't like their pitching.
I don't either. And that ain't good at all.
No.
But you know what? They've had horrible pitching all year, and they're winning games. You know, it's not stopping them.
No. But it's a little bit different when you're going up against A-level starters,
yeah,
of which the Astros have at least 3, maybe 4. The Red Sox have you know, that's your offense isn't going to produce as much against those kind of guys. You know, so the question is, can your pitchers hold down the Astros?
Yeah.
Chinchilla Mike says, thinking about taking Arizona State over Washington. They're 6-0-1 against the spread against them.
I'm on Washington on that.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side. I just think the revenge factor is massive in that game.
And
Arizona State can't run the ball, and you can't really pass on Washington.
So, yeah, I kind of like the under on that, too. Because Washington's defense is very good.
Yeah, they're secondary specifically, but yeah, that's a good defense.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 281 says Red Sox bullpen is suspect. Astros hitters lit them up in Boston a couple weeks back. Yeah, but
Astros bullpen isn't suspect?
I did see Rondon give up a grand slam the other night.
I feel like every game the Astros have lost in the last month has been a Rondon loss.
Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
I don't know the exact number, but I feel it's at least like 3 out of the last 5.
And they're not losing very often right now. They're pretty much taking 2 out of 3 of every series. And they've turned it on at the right time.
Would it surprise you if Lance McCullers isn't on the postseason roster?
Not really. Because I wouldn't mind either of these kids getting a spot on the roster. But if he's not healthy, certainly maybe not the first round you don't use him.
Right.
But... I mean, I guess he's back to throwing now, though, right?
Is your rotation Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, Morton in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I go with. Although, what I might do, depending on how the series goes, if I find myself down, I might go Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, Verlander with Morton as a reliever.
Okay.
It just depends. If I'm up in the series, I probably go with Morton.
Well, if you're going to do that, don't you go Verlander, Keuchel, Cole to break up the lefty or like put the lefty in the middle there?
I think if it comes down to it where I have to pitch two guys twice, I'd rather it be Verlander and Cole than Verlander, okay, Keuchel.
Fair enough.
That's how I would approach it. But, you know, I don't have a World Series under my belt either.
No.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, let's keep in mind the Red Sox have had the luxury of being able to coast for the last month. Really, the last 2 months they've been able to coast.
Yeah. Here's another question. Is game one, is Tony Kemp in your starting lineup?
He'd be in my starting lineup.
I think he has to be, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't I don't want Reddick in the lineup in the playoffs after what happened last year. And he hasn't been very good this year.
The only Astros with a better batting average, well, I mean, Tyler White, he's probably got to be in the starting lineup too, doesn't he?
Would you rather have White or Gattis in a playoff lineup?
Tyler White.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I'd rather have Tyler White than Yuli.
Yeah, I probably would too, but I think it would be White or Gattis, I would guess.
Probably. Listen to this. Tyler White, in 178 at-bats this year, has 12 home runs. Yuli Gurriel, in 500 at-bats, has 10.
I think White's been a terrific addition.
White's hitting 298, Gurriel 278. I mean, there's something to be said for having the experienced guys, but...
Yeah, and, I mean, you've got to have some of those guys. But let's be honest, Gurriel played in the playoffs last year. Bregman played in the playoffs. Springer, Correa, Altuve, they were all... You know, as long as they're in the lineup, you've got guys who've been there before.
But yeah, I think Tyler White and Tony Kemp, you got to find a spot for them. And if that's Gattis and Reddick or Marwin, whoever it is, sorry, bro.
Yeah, I would... Reddick would be my guy out. And mainly because he hasn't been very good this year. He's been awful, but he hasn't been good. And last year in the playoffs, he was overmatched.
Josh Reddick is what he was supposed to be when he came to the Astros.
Yeah.
Like, he's a guy who's 15, 20 home runs, although he's on the low end of that. He's probably about a 240 hitter. That's where he is. It's so crazy looking through the Astros stats this year and coming across the Carlos Correa line. I mean, it's crazy. If you had told me that of your regulars this season, the lowest batting average, well, after Gattis, would be Carlos Correa. That's crazy. I would have never thought it.
Yeah.
They better hope that turns around. That's too big of a gem to let just waste away.
I mean, that is – he hasn't been the same since he came back from the back injury. But he wasn't great before then. He hasn't had a very good season, and he's been hurt every year now. I think you got to start worrying about the guy a little bit. Maybe he's not going to be what we thought he was going to be.
And he's striking out about once every four plate appearances. Not good. So, yeah, that's a guy who, and obviously you can't take him out of your lineup come playoff time.
No. But
you really do need him to step up.
But the good news is, you know, I think Altuve has been back enough to where, and even he isn't having anywhere near the year he's had in the past.
Right.
But I think he'll be fine by playoffs. Bregman's obviously playing really well. And Springer, you know, Springer's been okay. You can keep him going. You're fine there. And I just think you use Tyler White and Tony Kemp a lot in the playoffs. And I think Marisnyk is a late inning
defensive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, which is what he was supposed to be in the beginning. And everybody was hating on Jake Marisnyk because he was getting thrown out there for way too many innings and games. And the reality is he should be a late-inning guy who fills in every now and then, and he's good at that. So what are the odds of Texans hiring OC? They won't do it this year because you can't go get anybody off the street right now who would come in.
No.
But I've always said they should have done that. And then somebody asked, is this the number to text for a question on the Blitz? Yes, it is.
That's the one.
And I have an answer for you. MyBookie. That's right. If you're going to look for some place to play, MyBookie is it. And you got all kinds of games coming up this weekend. You want to get in on the action. MyBookie has you covered. And you can make the games a little bit more interesting. You want to bet on some college football? They got that. You want to bet NFL? They got that. You want to get on some baseball? They even got that. They got horses. You name it. They got you covered. And the cool thing about these guys is if you win, you get paid. And I've dealt with a lot of sites in the past. I only use MyBookie now. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and that's why I recommend them. And when you win, they're going to pay you. In-game betting, you name it. They've got everything on that site. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And right now, if you do it, they're going to match your deposit, your first deposit, dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Carbach and Carbachtoberfest. Guess what? Starts tomorrow. September 20th is the day Carbachtoberfest festivities kick off. 3-week celebration features performances by Mr. Wives, Tony, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, and more. Tomorrow night's act is 2 tons of steel. There will be free beer garden festivities starting at 5 p.m. every night, Thursday through Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Free activities include a ceremonial keg tapping of Carbachtoberfest, live traditional German band, men and women stein hoisting competitions. Paid admission to the music tent is $10 on Thursdays and Fridays, $20 on Saturdays. For the complete lineup and ticket information, visit CarbachBrewing.com/CarbachToberfest2018, or you can do it the easy way. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and get all the details there. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me. Yeah.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is really, literally your last chance to call into the show this week. Because tomorrow we're going to be out at Bombshells in Pearland. Friday will be at Prime Social for a little poker action, so we don't take calls when we're on the road. So there you go. This is your last chance. And we have Death's next segment. So you basically have about six minutes.
This is it.
This is the very last opportunity. So looking forward to getting out to Bombshells tomorrow. I'm hearing nothing but good stuff about that because I have a lot of friends who just hang out there in general.
Okay.
And they've all raved about it.
They give high praise.
They do. They say okay. It's the kind of place I would like. What are the odds Bill O'Brien calls a good offensive game Sunday against the Giants? Oh, you know what? I think he will. I think he's going to, all this stuff that he hasn't been doing, he's going to do, and it's going to piss me off.
It's not my job to do that.
It's not his job.
No, but it's going to piss me off when they come out and run misdirection and all that kind of stuff and, you know, and bootlegs and all the things that they did that made him successful last year, and I'm going to be pissed off because where the hell was it the first 2 weeks? And, man, I went back and looked at a few more things from that game. I still think it was a bad decision to throw into double coverage in the end zone, but that should have been interference. Basically, one guy takes him out so the other guy can go up and intercept it. You know, that changes the whole game right there.
Yeah.
But having said that,
but it's still a bad decision to throw that ball.
Don't make that decision. You know.
Non-football related news. Can I throw a little bit in?
You can throw anything you want in, man.
Breaking news in the world of MMA. A decision from USADA on John Jones is expected imminently, according to Ariel Helwani and his sources. There's high optimism the decision will lead him to return to the UFC before the end of this year. Jones's management is declining to comment on the decision at this time. However, according to sources, that's why Jones and his manager were seen at UFC headquarters last weekend. So he may get John Jones back sooner than later.
Good. I think the UFC could use that.
Yeah.
Are we going to get another Daniel Cormier, John Jones, or no?
I don't know.
I feel like if I'm Daniel Cormier, I don't take that fight.
I don't either.
I think I'd be done with him.
Like he's cheated twice against you. Is that right? Twice?
Yeah, well, he cheated once against him, and the other time he had to cancel the fight because he tested hot for coke the day before weigh-ins. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I might not take it.
JF 288 says, haven't caught up live, still an hour one on the podcast. Dude that made that bet. Live bet, placed it when the Broncos had the ball down 19-17. He knew what he was doing. Yeah, it just sounds like somebody trying to get over, and, you know, I'm all for not paying the dude. I mean, you can't. I mean, glitches happen. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 713 asking for college picks. We'll do some college picks tomorrow. What time is Brad on? Brad's on at 5:30, right? Yeah, so 5:30, that's when That's when we'll do that. All right, let's get Peter on. Thought we could get one more call.
Hey, yo,
sports,
Peter.
Gentlemen.
Sports.
So, what do you think the odds are that Carson Wentz returns from this injury, plays MVP-level football in a 14-game span, and also, what do you think the chances are that Billy O'Brien gets fired and they go after Dabo Swinney?
He's not getting fired. I don't think so.
I really don't think it's feasible for him to get fired this year. I think if this year's a disaster and next year starts to be a disaster, then they would fire him.
I think if this year's a disaster, they're going to force him to hire an offensive coordinator and a good one. And if it starts off badly next year, he's out of a job and that guy takes over. But I don't see any way. And I don't know that Dabo can coach in the NFL either.
And as far as Carson Wentz goes, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to take him a while to get up to speed. I don't think you're just going to show up and be Tom Brady week one or week three, his first game back. I ranked him in my fantasy rankings, which you'll be able to find on Sports Map tomorrow morning.
Good plug.
Thank you, Fred. Well done. I thought you'd like that. I ranked him 14th amongst starting quarterbacks this week. So I don't have him as a QB1 just because I expect it to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, I think at least 2 to 3 weeks minimum, and then maybe he starts playing at an MVP level again.
I expect to start seeing an uptick in production from guys like Andrew Luck. I think in the next couple of weeks we're going to really start to see more out of him. I expect the same thing out of Deshaun as he starts to round into form after his injury, but we're starting to see that he's got an anchor tied to his ankle.
Yeah, I think we'll see him get better because I think he took a big step between week one and week two, even though, there were some mistakes there. But, man.
Competition was different week two.
I'm not so sure the Patriots' defensive line is all that great. I know they played great against the Texans. But I still think I might rather have the Titans front seven, really. But I think he looked better from week one to week two. There were some mistakes there that are kind of coloring people's vision of how he played. But the second half of that game, he was really good. And everybody's focusing on the last play. They weren't going to win that game anyway.
Yeah.
So I think he'll take another step this week. But, yeah, he does have a big problem on the sideline calling plays there. Let me ask, can Clowney salvage a spot on the Texans roster for next year over the next 14 games, or is he a lost cause at this point? He's not a lost cause, but,
Is he going to play this week? Do we know?
I don't know. I would assume. But he's not making himself any money, and you can't do that not being on the field. And people ask him about receivers the Texans might be interested. The Texans don't really need a receiver, especially if QT can ever play. I mean, I think that's the guy they're waiting on. And then Will Fuller, when he's on the field and Deshaun's on the field, he's a pretty good player. It's just rare.
Clowney was limited today.
He's limited all the time.
Yeah.
That dude can't stay healthy. You still think I was stupid for suggesting trading him before the draft last year?
No. I don't think it's stupid. I just think it would have been difficult to do. And it would have been difficult to get proper value back for him.
Well, you weren't going to get Khalil Mack value because he's not Khalil Mack.
Right.
But you could have gotten a first-round pick and gotten yourself a tackle.
If you could have gotten a first-round pick, I would have said do it.
I think you could have. I think you could have gotten like a first and a third because he's the year he was coming off of, and people are like, oh, this guy's still great.
But I honestly think the thing that would have held me back from trading him was we still haven't seen J.J. Watt look like the old J.J. Watt.
Well, we haven't seen Whitney Mercilus look like anything.
Right. So, you like coming into this season, it's like, well, Clowney just came off a pretty good year. I expect him to have an even bigger year this year because he wants to get paid, and we still don't know what J.J. Watt is. I can see how that's a tough call to make.
Yeah, I think I saw the best I'm ever going to see out of Jadeveon Clowney last year. And at that point,
but I also think
I'm not going to want to pay him Khalil Mack money, then let me see what I can get for him. And if I could get an offensive tackle, see ya.
The guy's
an amazing athlete. I just don't think he's a great football player.
The sad thing is I think we've seen the best we'll ever see of Jadeveon Clowney. We've seen the best we'll ever see of J.J. Watt. and we've seen the best we'll ever see of Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah, I still think Watt can be pretty good. I mean, he's already, I think he's shown some flashes of being pretty good. He's not going to be what he was.
He's not going to be a player of the year
guy. I don't know about Mercilus. I have no idea what's going on with that guy. Yeah. He just, and obviously it takes time to get back, but. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Robinhood. And if you've been thinking about getting into investing and you've heard about some of the things that I've been messing around with, it's a great investing app. It lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission free. And what they try to do, they want it to work for everybody, not just the rich guys. If you want to start with a few bucks, they want to help you out. It's a non-intimidating way for newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. And I love this because, you know, when we were just getting started with it, we went to Robinhood, and, you know, it's simple, it's intuitive, you can keep track of everything that's going on, no commission fees, it's so easy to use, and the cool thing is you can learn how to invest as you build your portfolio and discover new stocks, track your favorite companies with personalized news feed, you get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. And again, you don't have to put a bunch in there to get going with this. That's the great thing about Robinhood. And how about this? They're going to give the Blitzers a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Free stock. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. I absolutely love Robinhood. Been using it for months, long before they ever came on the show, and I think you will too. Put your money to work for you. That's robinhood.com.
All right, guys, football season is here. Feel like you're part of the action by joining BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make yourself some cash. BetDSI is the best online sports book with over 20 years in the business. You bet games as they go, get live in-wagering options throughout the season, and BetDSI has built a reputation on fast payments of winnings. They know that's what's important to you. When you win, you want to get paid. BetDSI comes through for you. If you don't like football, okay, BetDSI offers betting options for all other major sports. Baseball playoffs are coming around. You're going to want to get into that. Hockey and basketball starting up soon. Also, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything you can bet on. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you'll get a 101% bonus match on your money up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today. It's BetDSI.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Check out SportsMap.com. Just setting A.J.'s fantasy rankings to appear at 7:10 a.m. tomorrow. So we'll have our Cowboys report up at 7:05 a.m. tomorrow. And we'll have John Granato. We'll also be up tomorrow.
Good old Johnny boy.
He says it's time for Deshaun Watson to have some fun again.
Indeed.
Because he's not having fun.
No, losing isn't fun.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. You're my boy, Blue. And we start with 2009, Mary Travers. Folk singer from Peter, Paul, and Mary, dead of leukemia at 72. There's a horse race named after her, the Travers Stakes. 2017, Jake LaMotta, boxing
champion.
The Raging Bull died at 95. That's one hell of a run.
That is a good run for a guy who got his face beat in for a living.
Yeah. 2004, the Big Boss Man, dead at 41. Not a good run.
No. But, I mean, that's a pretty good pro wrestling run.
Yeah, for a pro wrestler.
Yeah, 41, yeah. Solid.
1996, Spiro Agnew, politician, dead at leukemia at 77.
Not good.
Leukemia. Not good. Leukemia is 2-0 on this death list.
Yep.
James Garfield.
Leukemia.
No, gunshot wound at 49.
Oh.
Yeah.
We still need your presidential rankings.
I've got those, too. I did them, and we've just never done them on the show.
Who takes that much time to write out presidential rankings and doesn't bring it to the table for the show?
I've got them in my, it's in my Google Docs. I have my presidential rankings.
All right. It's got to be a feature on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, it's just, the problem is we get into Thursday and we start talking betting and games.
I guess
games.
Bombshells isn't a great place to go through the presidential rankings.
It might be. I don't know. I have to wait till we're there and see what it's like. 1995, Orville Redenbacher, American popcorn magnate.
With a name Leukemia?
Drowns in a bathtub at 88.
I'd rather have leukemia.
1980, Louis Le Prince.
Louis de Prince.
French artist who I had him confused with Pepe Le Pew. He was called the father of cinematography. Vanishes under suspicious circumstances at the age of 49.
I'm guessing leukemia.
Could be. They just didn't know what it was back then. That was 1890. 1736, Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit, who invented the thermometer and the Fahrenheit scale.
And we disrespect him with every time every country uses Celsius besides us, they disrespect his memory.
And he cooled off and died at 50.
Mm.
1998, Narita Bryan.
He's at about room temperature now.
Yeah, he is. Japanese racehorse. Is that Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, best deaths. Wow. 2015, Yogi Berra.
Man, every time when we get to this week, I'm like, damn, Yogi Berra died, and that makes me sad. I mean, he's like one of the most likable guys ever, right?
He was, and the malapropisms were great.
Is it weird that the only thing I can think about him now is the Yao Ming commercial? Yogi! Yao! Yogi! See, that's the only thing I remember
him
now.
I think of the Aflac commercial. If you get sick, it doesn't hurt to get sick. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And the duck's looking at him like, what?
Meanwhile, this guy was like a league MVP, and that's what you guys remember him for.
Yogi!
Like a Hall of Fame baseball player. Yeah. He's got more rings than anybody.
And we remember him from commercials. Yeah. Well, but that's what he did the last 20 years of his life. Good run, though, to 90 years old, and a life well lived. 2012, Steve Sable, American filmmaker,
leukemia.
NFL Films. Brain cancer.
Oh.
Might have started with leukemia. 69 years old. And 1970, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, leukemia.
Asphyxiation at 27.
I think it was leukemia.
It was asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he was asphyxiating for?
I don't know.
It wasn't like David Carradine.
I hope not. I don't want to have bad memories of Jimi Hendrix. All right, here's your porn stars. Two of them. 2006, Kitty Fox. Two X's.
Real? Leukemia.
Complications from a stroke in 2004.
You'll give me that?
I'll give you points for that.
Okay.
And 2005, Eva Lux. Hint, not leukemia.
Oh, not leukemia. Well, the other options are complications from AIDS, car accident, or drug overdose, or murdered by a pimp. What do you think, Jung?
Pimp sounds interesting.
I'll go with drug overdose.
Heroin overdose it is. Ding, 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 ding. Congratulations.
Jung, you got to know.
And that wraps up the show for the day. Great job, Jung Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. We'll be out at Bombshells in Paraland tomorrow. Please come see us. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches. I'll get it right back to you one of these days.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.